Well, I'm sure all of us have heard the word and the job description called engineer. An engineer. But how much do we actually know about what an engineer does? How important is an engineer to our everyday lives? What does a modern day, what does an engineer do now that we're in 2022? Very lucky to have the General Manager, the Queensland of Engineers Australia. Her name is Stacey Rawlings to talk about, well, what does an engineer actually do? What does it mean? We're lucky to have Stacey on the line. Stacey, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
The word engineer, it's ubiquitous. Everyone knows the word engineer, but take a little bit, step back before we get into what the conference is about. What does an engineer actually do these days?
Oh, look, this is such a hot topic. An engineer is so broad these days, Gavin, and there is a very big lack of understanding, I think, across the broader community about what engineers do and the whole engineering profession, which is one of the reasons we have just launched a campaign called Engineering Making Life Happen, which is actually going to have some advertising media that's going to go out to the broader community to help change that perception and create that understanding of what engineers do. So it's going to showcase the value engineering brings to society and the profound effects it has on our lives, because it can be anything from, obviously, the buildings you see around you, the bridges you travel across, but they're probably the typical things that people know engineers are involved in. But what they don't kind of usually put to engineers is the things like helping with the equipment that's used in medical industry, the building of the boats, the helping astronauts get to the moon and beyond, and all of those different livability factors that we take for granted every single day.
Well, you do Engineers Australia, I should have said, the peak professional body for engineering professionals. You represent around 114,000 engineering professionals across the nation, and a huge, huge chunk of those here in Queensland, and you're bringing a regional forum to Cairns. Theme is reef, rainforest and resilience. You've got guest speakers from a whole variety of disciplines, I guess, under that broader umbrella term of engineering. One of the topics I noted that I just wanted to touch on with you, you'll have a speaker just talking about enabling infrastructure in Northern Australia. It's almost a perpetual issue for us here. There's so much potential, we know, to boost our population, to drive industry and business, drive the national economy from across Northern Australia, really. Tell us, what sort of role do engineers play when it comes to enabling infrastructure across Northern Australia?
They're pretty much in it from the conception through to delivery, Gavin. So, I mean, and the infrastructure that's needed to the enabling infrastructure can be everything from your broadband network to the roads that get you from A to B. So, you know, the health infrastructure, the social infrastructure, your education infrastructure, all of those things are what's required in order for you to have a healthy community up in the north. Mm. So engineers are involved in everything from that upfront planning right through to making sure it's living and breathing for you and working for you on a day-to-day basis.
It's been talked about a lot. As I said, it's almost a perpetual issue, is developing the north. I mean, in your view and Engineers Australia view, it's just, why hasn't it happened? Why aren't we getting the attention from certainly the federal government, but really all levels of government? I don't know. Why has it not taken off the way that many people have hoped?
Yeah, look, it's such a hard question to answer, Gavin. I'm not going to probably prophesize about all of the reasons why it hasn't happened. What we would encourage is that there is opportunity there, though, and there's ways to keep working towards making it happen. I think that's all we can put our focus on, and that there is, the skills are around to help do that. Saying that, I think we talked before we went live, Gavin, about the fact that engineering skills are highly in demand at the moment, and they're all the companies that are trying to deliver these projects are screaming out for talent. So there is a bit of a challenge in that space across the whole country. So whether we're trying to deliver for the north or elsewhere, everybody is fighting to get the right people on the ground to help deliver these projects.
No industry is immune from skill shortages at the moment. That is for sure. Stacey, one of the other interesting topics I noted happening at the big conference is around, it's another very, very hot topic, and it's the transition to net zero carbon emissions when it comes to energy. It's such a hot topic, such a big topic, and it's, I guess, communities maybe a little bit further to our south in central Queensland are grappling with it every single day. But talk to us a little bit about your view on that transition in terms of energy?
Transition is one of our key focuses at the moment. Just next week or the week after, we're going to be holding some more deep dive roundtables to get some engineers, think tanks around, talking even more detail about this. But we're excited to have on the program just a couple of topics that will, you know, help the local engineers understand a bit more about what's going on and the capabilities and the skills that are in the area. Ergon Energy's microgrid and isolated systems test facility is a great example. So that's a local sophisticated energy R&D hub that's helping guide Queensland's transition to a low-carbon, low-cost energy future. So anyone that's thinking about engineering and trying to solve the problems of the future, I would encourage them to think about studying some of the maths and sciences in schools and heading down the path of becoming an engineer, because there's a lot of great, wonderful problems to be solved out there.
There's no shortage of topics for you to discuss and debate at Engineers Australia, Stacey.
There is not, no. We could talk for days on the multitude of things that engineers have a play of hand in helping to solve, Gavin, for sure.
Brilliant. Stacey Rawlings, General Manager, Queensland of Engineers Australia, thanks for your time on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Gavin.